Let's listen to the next murmur. Recorded at the fourth left intercostal space. Most cardiologists would recognize this decrescendo diastolic murmur as typical for aortic regurgitation. However, when aortic regurgitation occurs acutely, the auscultatory findings may be very different. The large regurgitant volume of blood increases left ventricular filling pressure abruptly and causes closure of the mitral valve, resulting in a soft first heart sound. In addition, as the pressures equalize between the aorta and the left ventricle, the murmur of aortic regurgitation becomes softer and shorter. Listen to the auscultatory findings of acute aortic regurgitation at the left sternal border. I will begin with the soft first heart sound, followed by the systolic flow murmur, and then the diastolic murmur. Note the tachycardia common with this murmur. In acute aortic regurgitation, the sudden large regurgitant volume imposed on a normal size left ventricle leaves inadequate time for the ventricle to dilate. The decreased forward cardiac output causes patients with this lesion to present in acute heart failure with pulmonary edema or cardiogenic shock. Because of inadequate cardiac output, the arterial tree clamps down, preventing the blood pressure changes and peripheral signs of classic aortic regurgitation. The absence of these signs can lead to an underestimation of the severity of the patient's illness. Listen once again to the murmur of acute aortic regurgitation. I will begin with the soft first heart sound, followed by the systolic flow murmur, and then the diastolic murmur. The auscultatory findings of acute aortic regurgitation at the cardiac apex include a third heart sound as well as a diastolic rumble due to the effect of aortic regurgitation on the mitral valve, the so-called Austin-Flint murmur. Listen to these findings at the cardiac apex. I will start with the soft first heart sound, then the third heart sound, and finally the diastolic rumble. The common etiologies of acute aortic regurgitation include endocarditis, trauma, aortic dissection, and dehiscence of a prosthetic aortic valve. Aortic regurgitation occurs in approximately one-third of patients with aortic dissection. Listen to the findings of acute aortic regurgitation at the left sternal border. Acute aortic regurgitation can be challenging to recognize clinically because of the lack of classic auscultatory findings. However, the presence of acute aortic regurgitation does constitute a medical emergency because of the high mortality without corrective surgery. Once mitral preclosure is confirmed by echocardiography, surgery to replace the valve becomes urgent. Listen once again to the sound of acute aortic regurgitation.